Welcome, this is Voice of Change, a syndicated radio broadcast and podcast airing since 2011. Voice of Change is committed to raising the leader in you, and because time is the unit of life, I assure you that the next few minutes you have decided to invest in your own leadership journey will be rewarded with a definite paradigm shift. Stay with me on Voice of Change. On Saturday, the 28th of April, 2024, we will be in Johannesburg, South Africa for our third All Joburg Summit. Our All City Summit are paradigm shifting leadership summits for people of faith in the marketplace. All City Summits have held in London. All London holding 2023 was the 8th All London Summit. All Houston, All New York, All Accra, All Abuja, All Lagos. These are various leadership summits that are being held across the continent. Why leadership summits for people of faith? Why am I involved at all? Why did I found Awesome Treasures Foundation 25 years ago this June? As a practicing architect, why did I think it was necessary to get involved and a faith-based philanthropy? Why did I think leadership is important? Why did I take this journey of leadership? For that matter, why am I right now on Voice of Change? As a young architect, I founded my own firm in 1994, 30 years ago, called AD Consulting. AD Consulting has now gone on to be Nigeria's most internationally recognized firm. At that time, the harder I worked and the more I took advantage of opportunities that came my way, the more I wondered what the future held. Because at the end of the day, if you are flying first class on a plane that's going to crash, from the first class through to business class, through to premium economy, through to economy, everyone is going to crash. So it struck me. There was no point striving for success in isolation in a country that at that time, 1994, was going through all paroxysms and crisis at that time. The banks were folding up. It was a time of crisis. Right now, we do have some pangs of crisis, but in 1994, we were not familiar with the realities that we had. An exchange rate that had begun to falter and fluctuate. We lived under the despotic rule of a dictator, Sani Abacha, who in September 1994 issued a decree that placed his government above the jurisdiction of the courts, effectively giving him absolute power. The country looked hopeless. More hopeless than now. Oh. There was no ray of hope in sight. These were tough times in Nigeria. Terrible times in Nigeria. Awful times. And that was the year I opened my own boutique architecture firm. But don't go anywhere. I'm getting ahead of myself. Why leadership? Why Old Joburg? Why this journey of raising transformational leaders?
All Joburg 2024 holds this Saturday, April 20, 2024. Venue is Focus Rooms, Peter Lane, 20 Santa. Register now at www.eventbrite.com/AllJoburg2024. That is eventbrite.com/AllJoburg2024. Doors open at 10 a.m. for a 12 noon start. All Joburg 2024. Don't miss it.
Voice of Change is sponsored by AB Consulting and Awesome Treasures Foundation partners. Subscribe to Voice of Change podcast today on iTunes and Spotify and don't miss a single episode.
Welcome back to Voice of Change. I'm your host, Olajumoke Adinowo, and we can continue the conversation on Instagram at Jumoke Adinowo. There was no point, I said before the break, trying to be in first class when the whole plane was going to crash. So I would spend time reflecting, as I always did from my childhood. what really is the issue of Africa? Ever since I was a child, I wondered this. How come the continent that's blessed with the most natural resources on the entire globe is also the poorest in dollar terms? What afflicts Africa? Could it be possible that the people are less intelligent? I knew this was not true. Both my parents were professors. In fact, the state I come from, there's a joke that there is a professor in every house. Therefore, it couldn't be intelligent. What then could be the issue? You cannot say Nigerians are not hardworking. I believe Nigerians are one of the most hardworking people on the planet. Are there some lazy people? Yes. But as a people, we are hardworking. It cannot be that we're not innovative. We are so resourceful that if you give us any law or any rule, we'll find a way around it anywhere in the world. What then was the issue? It struck me. We had bad leaders. Other countries had natural disasters such as earthquakes, such as hurricanes, such as volcanoes erupting. But Nigeria's natural disasters were its leaders. This podcast is too short to try to adduce reasons. It could have been colonialism. I took a trip to Singapore well over 20 years ago because I know Singapore had been colonized too. It couldn't be ethnic diversity. India has ethnic diversity. What is the issue with Nigeria, I wondered. Transactional leadership. Leadership that was not about change. Leadership that was not about the people. Leadership that was not about service. It wasn't isolated to Nigeria. We had dictators in Zimbabwe. We have till now in Cameroon. We recently even had military coups in Francophone Africa. It wasn't isolated to Nigeria. We needed to understand transformational leadership. Leadership that was servant leadership. Leadership that was not mere transactions. If you give me this, I will give you that. Leadership that was focused on delivering the objectives of the collective and not just the few. Leadership that started with leading yourself, otherwise known as self-mastery. I've seen leaders at the pinnacle of their career come tumbling down because of the one fault, the one character flaw that they refuse to address. It could be wanting to be liked. A lot of people want to be liked. It could be insecurity. It could be the love of praise. It could be corruption. It could be kleptomania. Whatever. It could be unmitigated lust. It might be indiscipline at any level. But self-mastery is key in a leader. So the journey began. And come Saturday, we will be at All Joburg. What kind of leader does South Africa need? It's an election year in South Africa. Campaigning is going on. The election season is upon us in South Africa. What kind of leader does South Africa need? Let me give you a hint. Paraphrasing Einstein, the thinking we need to get out of this stage must be superior to the thinking that brought us here. So this leader must be thinking very differently and out of the paradigms that exist right now in South Africa. We need a leader that is not afraid of taking ideas from all over the globe, that is exposed to the world, exposed to Africa, embraces collaboration, brings in ideas from different walks of life and different peoples, realizes that every people group across the globe has something or the other to offer. A leader that is rock solid, confident. Confident enough to handle feedback, which is the breakfast of champions. A leader whose heart beats for his people. A leader who is ready to give his all, like the father of the nation did, for his people. The train is going to move from All Joburg to All Houston, and we'll be back again in All London, raising transformational leaders. Transformation that starts first with us, because you cannot give what you don't have. Where are you in your journey of leadership today? Are you one of those who points fingers at the leaders at the top? They should do this. They should do that. I've often wondered at the aberrant behavior I see at the topmost level of leadership in Africa in many cases. Then I reflect again. These leaders came from amongst us. They weren't flown in on spaceships from Mars. They didn't come from the moon. They rose up from amongst the people. Our leaders only reflect to us in all our countries in Africa what we will also do if we had the scale of power that they had. So today is the day that we begin to prepare for leadership. Don't say, if I were there, I would do differently. What are you doing today with the opportunities you have? What are you doing today with the little platform that you have? Are you transactional? Are you in that organization for transformation? Are you the light of that family, serving others? Can your family, your neighborhood, your community, your state, your country count on you when it's time to rise up and serve? Remember, leaders are taken from amongst us. Be that leader today you want your country to have. Join us next week on Voice of Change.
It's time for change.